I'm pretty pooped out, boys.
I bet. <yeah. laughs>
Certainly understand us. Give us an overview of the Chantry Chinook Classic and how things went this year, Mike.
Things went fantastic. Everybody was catching fish. The winds on the Huron side were just terrible for... I think we only had two, like, good fishable days out of the 16, so there's 14, you know, blow days, so everybody went over to the Georgian Bay side, and they did very well. We had 1,650 entrants, which is normal, and I think there was 815 fish weighed in. I think a lot of people, when they see the win, the leader, if they don't have a fish that that'll beat it or come close to it and get a prize, they just go home. But I caught fish every day I went out, and I fished 14 of the 16 days, so it was good.
You didn't run the Derby. You competed in the Derby, Mike.
I did so.
Mike, what do the number of participants mean to the Lake Huron Fishing Club? Do you have a target or a goal or a figure for what you'll raise here and where those funds will be distributed to?
Yes. So we our goal is to raise $25,000 to $30,000 every year to give to the Lake Huron Fishing Club for the hatchery operations. And this year, with the uptick in corporate sponsorships, we're going to be giving a check for $50,000, which is the most money that the Derby's given the club since the early 90s. So that's a huge, huge success.
Well, congratulations. You got to feel really good about that.
I do.
And I know the next year's Derby is a long way off and you're pooped today, but when you look to make modifications and alterations, is there anything on the horizon that would be something that you'll alter for the upcoming year?
We're going to redefine the boundaries. There's been the boundaries, if you read the rules correctly, the boundaries are not too distinct. Like, there's, you know, there an angler could say, am I in the boundary, am I out of the boundary? We're going to make a very distinct GPS plot on the west side, on the main basin of Lake Huron and on Georgian Bay. One of the things that we did change that we're going to stick with, because it's been such a huge success, is the group ticket. So we've replaced family ticket, where everybody had to be related to one another, to a group ticket, which means you can be in the boat with an adult, could be an acquaintance, could be a friend, could be a relative, it doesn't matter, and the six children that you enter do not have to live in the same household. And that has been just a monster success. So we've got phone calls, we've seen social media posts, and everybody's saying it's the best thing that's happened to the Derby in 25 years. So that's exciting. We're going to stick with that now.
Isn't that great? And finally, in the year ahead, is there another project or another fundraiser that would assist the fish hatchery in your region?
There is. I can't talk about it now because it's the purchase of some private land that would remove a barrier on the Saugeen River. So it's something we're working on, and right now it's before the committee, and we just need to talk to the landowner and see what we can do.
These are the sort of bombs that you can drop on CFOS, Mike. So so when it does get settled, give us a shout and let us know, because I think this is a great story. And again, congratulations on the success of the Chantry Chinook Classic.
Thanks, and the one thing I must add is there was a 31-pound Chinook salmon caught right below Denny's Dam 2 days ago, and the young man that caught it didn't enter the fish because he knew he was out of the boundary, and I can tell you he was out of the boundary by maybe 100 meters. So
in that tight.
I gotta thank him for his honesty, and he obviously was raised by some awfully good people. Because
well, I was raised by good people, but there's no way I would have admitted to that.
You and me both.
Thanks again, Mike.
You guys take care.